Welcome back to another episode. It's been a minute and I've just been so busy with my life. But I'm here to drop this episode because I know that it is so important in your journey as much as it was in mine. And I'm willing to hold your hand and walk with you as you walk with me on this journey. Straight into it. Today we're going to be discussing fragrance, perfumes. So, you know how I'm always hounding about, you know, the way you dress, you know, the way you look, because it would determine, you know, the kinds of people you would attract to yourself. I'm talking both men and women. As in women as friends and men as like lovers or relationship or look, whatever, wherever you stand, it doesn't matter. But the way you dress always attracts certain people to you. So, first things first, my rule is for outfits, my rule is if it's showy at the top, it should be covered at the bottom. If it's showy at the bottom, it should be covered at the top, because then you have like a balance and it's not showy everywhere, right? That being said, with scents, right? I've been on like this perfume journey for a year or a year and a half now, and it has been one year. It has been so much stress because with the perfumes that I've tried, they didn't quite suit my personality, and I tried Salvatore Ferragamo, I tried Signorina, I tried, which other one did I try? Okay, so I can't really begin to start mentioning the ones that I've tried, but I know where I found my personality in a bottle of perfume was when I found Black Excess by Paco Rabanne. And I've been looking because I hear that it's a dupe for Poison Girl or Hypnotic Poison by Dior. And I remember after getting, you know, the Black Excess, and then I watched on TikTok that it's a dupe, or you know, it's a substitute for, you know, the Dior brand. I went back to the store. So there's this it's like Ulta and Sephora, but in my country, Nigeria, it's called Essenza. And I went back there and I tried Poison Girl or Hypnotic Poison. No, I tried Hypnotic Poison, but the EDT, and I did not like the way it smelled. It was a very confusing scent because it seemed like it was trying to be sweet, but at the same time very mysterious, and that's just, you know, it just wasn't my vibe. I couldn't put it together in my head. So I was just like, nope, I'm sticking to Black Excess. And then, so the only very sweet, I won't say it's sweet, but it has this citrusy, a lot of citrus that I like. Vanilla notes to it is Libre by YSL. And it's the EDT. Was it the EDP? No, it's the EDT. And I think the EDP is La Parfum. so it was the EDT, and it was my dad who got it for me, and I liked it. I liked the way the Libre by YSL smelled, and so I had that first bottle, and then I bought another one for myself because that one was done, and then I got another one for myself and it was done. And so I'm just saying, like, Libre by YSL is the only very playful, sort of easygoing fragrance that I've tried, and I really, really did like. But aside that, so I was saying, I tried the Black Excess by Paco Rabanne. I loved it. And then I started to search for similar scents like that. And at the time, I didn't have money to go like on a big purchase. So I would go to the perfume aisle in like all these mega marts. So what outside, if you're outside my continent or you're outside my country, it's like it's our own. So you guys have Amazon and you have Walmart and all of that. We have Ebano and Blanco. So I would go to Ebano and Blanco, and I'd go to their perfume aisle, and I'll try the perfumes that have testers, and I would look for the one that was most fitting for my personality. And it was usually very, like, the way the fragrance smelled was very intense, very dark, very sexy, sensual, and it summed up my personality quite well. And so I would buy them, and they don't usually cost so much, so I would get them. Then I started to build up, because I just wanted, those ones were nice, but because they were very inexpensive, they had this powdery smell to them that I just didn't really like. But I kept using them until I could afford to get, you know, a better one. And that's when I decided to buy what's this one called? Oh, yeah. Before I even continue, I have also tried another Paco Rabanne perfume, but the one with the robot, the bottle, the bottle that looks like a robot with boots and like a disco robot. I tried that one and I liked it, but it's like a very flirtatious, fun girl kind of perfume, and I'm only that person like once in a while. So if I ever have to buy that perfume again, I would only use it if I feel very fun and outgoing and flirtatious and, you know, cute. And so yeah, back to what I was saying. Then I got, after, you know, trying all these other perfumes and they were just not sitting right for me, I found Goldia by Bulgari, a Roman Night, yeah. And it was I think it's the Intense or the EDP. No, I think it's the Intense because it's in a black bottle. And so I love that one because that one doesn't even say flirty. That one just says no. If no was a scent, it would be Goldia. It just says no. Hi, can I talk to no? hey, can I get your, no, everybody, no, right? And I loved it, and I wanted to get some more. But where I got the Bulgari, I took a whiff of Linterdy Intense Black Bottle again, and by Givenchy, and I loved it. I loved it. I haven't smelled the Rouge. I haven't smelled the EDT or the EDP, but you see the Intense, that black bottle. Beautiful. It is sexy, sensual. It is saying, why are you talking to me if you have no money? And so since I got a whiff of it, it's always been on my mind to purchase. And then I started to like make research on perfumes with that same scent, sort of. Then I found Hypnotic Poison by Dior, EDP, Eau de Parfum. I think that's how it's pronounced. And then I found that one and I was sold immediately. So Linterdy, excuse me, Linterdy Intense by Givenchy and Hypnotic Poison by Dior. Mwah. I love it. I love it. That is just my personality. And they always say, like, if you have to use, like, perfumes like that, it would be nighttime, evening, because it sets the tone. But I say use perfumes according to your personality. Excuse me. According to your personality. And it would make you feel more comfortable and confident in yourself, and you know, you would feel more like yourself. And so that's what, you know, I did. I have, if I have to smell very fun and cute and girly, I would recommend, so if you want to, like, if you have the very cute, girly, fun, nice, interesting personality, you should try I Want Choo by Jimmy Choo. You should try Kenzo. Now that's the only problem. I don't know what the name of that fragrance is by Kenzo, but it's in a bottle that looks like an eye, and it has this dangly ornament that looks like the pupil of the eye. It's beautiful too. It's like a fresh floral sweet scent. Then you should try I Want Choo by Jimmy Choo. You should also try. Then I also have tried L'Occitane fragrances, and I love them. If you don't know L'Occitane, they're like a body care, a high-end body care company. I think they're French, but they have like a store here in my country, Nigeria. And I usually get their hand creams and their oils, like the almond body oil, and their fragrance. So I would and their lip balm. So I would definitely recommend that if you're looking for an out of the shower fresh fragrance, you can find it at L'Occitane. And then I also have a bottle of perfume from Decoris D'Ar. If you don't know Decoris D'Ar, they are a Nigerian skincare brand in Lagos, Nigeria. I think they're sold out on their perfumes, and I think they also make colognes, but I've only gotten their perfume, and I absolutely love the way it smells. It smells fresh. It has this fresh out the shower. So if you're the type of person to layer your perfumes, you should try L'Occitane, Decors, Dia, Kenzo. I would definitely put their Decors Dia's ad in the description of this recording, so you could check them out on Instagram and, you know, place your order. So yeah, that's like for fresh out the shower type of scents. But if you're looking for fun, girly, playful, I would recommend I Want You by Jimmy Choo. I would recommend Paco Rabanne Nights. It's something Nights, the one with the robot, the disco robot bottle. I think it's something Nights. it's this, like, the robot is wearing a silver scaly type of dress with gold boots. I really wish I remembered the name, but yeah. And you would also like Signorina by Salvatore Ferragamo. You would also like I think so far the ones that I have tried, that I have, you know, smelt and bought with my money. Yes, I honestly wouldn't give you a review on something I just took a whiff off in the store and, you know, I'm saying, oh, it smells good. So if I can't buy it because, not because I can't afford it, right? So if it's that I can't afford it and I like the way it smells, I'll definitely come here and say, oh yeah, it smells great. But if I can afford it and I smelt it at the store and I didn't buy it, it means I don't really think it's fantastic. So yes. But if you want to smell very, you know, deep, dark, sensual, you should definitely try. I've also taken a whiff of Tom Ford's Lost Cherry and I was sold. Sold. I loved it. It's very, you know, intense. So if you like very intense perfumes like me, you should do the YSL Libre Intense. YSL Libre Intense is stronger than the EDT. You should also try Hypnotic Poison, EDP. You should also try Black Opium, YSL, but Red Cherry. I think it's a 2024 edition. It smells great. It smells like, if Black Opium EDP or EDT or the original Black Opium, if it smelled wonderful, Red Cherry smells like it was remodeled. And now it has arms and legs and can fly, wings. So yes, you should try, I've talked about Hypnotic Poison by Dior, Linter D by Givenchy. Very, 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 very sexy, and that's just my vibe. So I'm able to like live in my truth and not like try to pretend I'm this very sweet fun girl when I'm actually not. I'm a sweet girl and I'm a fun girl. I mean, if you get to know me, then I would be very sweet and fun, but like first impression of me is not sweet and fun, and I've been told several times, so I'm starting to notice and I'm living my truth. So yes, my point is invest in your scent. Get yourself some deodorant, brush your teeth, take care of your skin. The only place I wouldn't suggest you make smell like flowers and citrus and whatever is your privates, your genitals, your genitalia. It cleans itself, so you just need the help of water and just rub around the area and bada bing bada boom, clean. But like other parts of your body can tolerate, you know, additional fragrance to it. So know your personality before you, you know, decide to buy the perfume. When you go to the store, go to the stores where they have testers that you can try. It's okay to like blindly buy a perfume bottle when you see like the ingredients and you can tell what the top, middle, and base notes are. But if, you know, if that's not your vibe, if you're, you know, you're just starting out, I suggest you do your research on TikTok. If you're not the type who likes to read, you could just do TikTok. If you're the type who likes to read, Google. There's so many pages and so many websites on fragrance and what to expect. You could try out YouTube. Know your personality so you know if you're sweet, fun girl, you know what works for you. If you're, you know, dark feminine, sexy sensual person, you know what would work for you, right? And sometimes I like to step out of my comfort zone to try new things. Like when I went to get the Linter D and Hypnotic Poison, I tried the KLE perfume. I don't know which one, but I know it based off of the ratings it got on TikTok. And so it's the KLE bottle, but the content, the perfume itself, it's a clear, transparent bottle, and the perfume looks like Coca-Cola. I didn't say Coke, but so everybody understands, like cola in a bottle, and I knew that was it. And when I tried it, I didn't like the top notes at first. I didn't really like the middle notes, but I think I appreciated the base notes better. So that's me wanting to step out of my comfort zone and see if I would like something different, right? But, you know, aside that, another tip I would give you when you're, you know, smelling the testers is once you have it sprayed on, allow it dry for like 5-10 seconds, so you can get the true smell of the fragrance. Because like that first, immediately it gets sprayed, you're smelling the alcohol. So you need the alcohol to evaporate first before, you know, you can smell the content of the bottle. So yes, and this is what I have found out. I hope like the next time I decide to do this, I will talk about makeup and how to wear your makeup. I've been doing makeup since I was in maybe SS2. That's like senior secondary school. I've been trying makeup. So now that my makeup looks great, everyone's always asking me, oh, when did you learn how to do makeup? And I'm like, what? Shh. I've been doing makeup for like 8 years. What are you saying? Like 10 years. What are you saying? And I've been doing makeup on myself, but that would be like in another episode where we would be discussing makeup and what to do and what to not do. when you're wearing makeup, but this is just about perfumes for me for now, right? I don't think I have any rules on what perfume to wear to a particular place, what perfume to not wear. But I know that just because I have like this intense love for perfumes, like the intense versions of perfumes, I know that a time will come where I would have to go somewhere and, you know, I would have to smell not so much of me because of how weird men can be. I would have to change my scent and just to fit in for the meantime. But for now, this is, you know, just it. And I've also learned that perfume and psychology go hand in hand, and I'm really just trying to be as authentic as I can be to myself. So I would definitely still be on the lookout for more intense and very sensual smelling perfumes. So that's about it. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and remember, we would be discussing makeup next, so keep an eye out. Bye for now. Toodaloo.